Paul Raymond here for Q92 Radio. Well, a big weekend in Hanley Falls, Minnesota this weekend. It's the 50th annual The Good Old Days and Threshing Show going on. And joining me by phone is Mark Antony from Pioneer Power Incorporated, right, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and talking about the Threshing Show there in Hanley Falls. It's a big one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of putting on the show, and to have a great weekend and huge crowd there.
Yeah, 50 years. A lot of work goes into putting on the Threshing Show, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A lot of prep work.
Yep. All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the activities. When is it, and some of the activities there, Mark?
Okay. Threshing Show kicks off Friday at 5 o'clock. We have a tractor drive that's open to anybody that wants to go for a ride. We do about a 10-mile loop south and west of Hanley Falls and come back, and then we have a little lunch after that. So that's open for anybody on Friday to partake in that. And then Saturday, things get started at 8 o'clock, and we'll have demonstrations throughout the day. And kids tractor pedal pull at 10 o'clock on Saturday for kids age 5 to 12 years old. Registration for that starts at 9:30, and then parade at 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have an antique tractor pull for tractors older than 1960 starting at 3:30 on Saturday.
Mm.
So that's always a big crowd pleaser there for that. And then
so that's tractors before 1960, huh?
Yes, yep, antique tractor pull for
wow.
that. So
okay.
And then we'll have various demonstrations throughout the day. A lot of hit and miss engines will be running and doing certain things throughout the day up on the north end of the showgrounds, and we'll be doing threshing demonstrations, corn shelling, silage cutting, sawmill will be going throughout the day, shingle making, blacksmith shop will be open. So just a lot of different activities, a lot of things for kids and adults as well.
Mm-hmm. I see one of the demonstrations is for all ages to learn to drive a tractor, huh?
Yes. Yep.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's just an older tractor that we have set up that's easy for kids to operate. We'll have an adult with there, and kids that have never drove an old tractor can just drive it around in a small little area. And
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Kids really enjoy that.
And then ice cream making too, huh?
yep. Make ice cream with an old hit-and-miss engine. So.
Oh.
Pretty cool to watch it being made, and ice cream is phenomenal.
All right. Speaking of ice cream, is there food available on the grounds?
Yes, there is. Yep.
Okay.
There's a church group that they'll have food on the grounds all day, both days, Saturday and Sunday, and then also at the tractor pull, too, the antique tractor pull, they'll have food there as well.
Okay.
And then there's some other vendors that'll have some food there, too.
All right. And then it continues on Sunday, too, right?
Correct. Yep. Yep.
You got some activities on Sundays, or?
Yeah, there's the same demonstrations will take place on Sunday. There's church service at 8:30 Sunday morning, and the parade again at 1:30, and then displays throughout the day. And then the Minnesota Machinery Museum is open both days as well, so that's always a lot of neat stuff to see in that, too.
Okay.
So it's open to the public while the show is going on, and there's some older vehicles there outside the at the showgrounds. So just a lot of different activities going on.
Okay. And what's the feature? What's featured this year?
This year for our 50th anniversary, we're celebrating any make of unstyled tractors, which would typically be from the early years, late 1800s through mid to late 30s before they started, making the tractors more attractive and more styled. So hoping to have a lot of older antique tractors there, from the teens, 20s, and early 30s.
Okay.
And then Rumley is also a kind of a feature, too, and that reason for that is that was the first tractor that our club purchased was a Rumley oil pull. A bunch of the members pulled some money together and bought a tractor out of South Dakota, and That's what they used to power their threshing machines for their first shows. So that is still around. So that's kind of a neat little story.
Yeah, for sure. Talk about your club there, your Pioneer Power Incorporated. How many members are you have, and do you have some founding members?
Yes, we have two founding members that have been active throughout the duration of the 50 years. Vern Ellingson and Arlen Gustafson, they're the two founding members that are still very active. They're always at every meeting. They always help out with everything. So very great assets and resources for us younger people to learn what took place over the years and how to operate some of this older equipment. And as far as the club, we have, I believe, around 75 members.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, that's a pretty good number there.
Yeah.
So the founding members, they've been to all 50 of your celebrations, I would gather, huh? Or close to it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were at all of them. So.
That's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, it started out as an idea, I believe, in the mid-70s, obviously, and a couple of farmers just wanted to get together and take out some of their old equipment. And it was actually the first couple of shows were held at Farmers Field, and then they moved it to the Minnesota Machinery Museums, I believe, in 76, when they had the country's bicentennial. The city had a pretty big celebration, so they moved it to this Hanley Falls at that time, and it's been there ever since.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. So where does this take place, the exact location of the threshing show in the good old days?
It's on the grounds of the Minnesota Machinery Museum, right in Hanley Falls off of Highway 23. So it's right in town there. So if you go to Hanley Falls, you can't miss it.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mark, you'd like to mention? Or we cover everything there? Or you have golf carts available for people? Or
We don't have golf carts available, okay, but people can bring golf carts in or their handicapped scooters if they have issues getting around. So
Okay. That's
an option. They can bring theirs in and just register them there at the south gate when they come in. And exhibitors can exhibit their tractors for no cost, so they can come in the south gate. And we appreciate anybody that brings a tractor or old stationary engine just to add to the number of displays we have, and all tractors are welcome.
Okay, and so this is August 2nd. That's this Saturday and Sunday. And when are the gates open, Mark?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and they go till
5. And then the tractor pull, that's just off of the machinery grounds, so that's adjacent to that. And the tractor pull will probably go till 7, 8 o'clock at night. So
okay. So it all starts actually Friday, August 1st, with a tractor drive. Is it like a parade?
Yeah, it's just a drive where we take our old tractors out and do like a 10-mile loop out of town and just drive and come back. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, real good, Mark. Well, I appreciate your time, and you have a great time this Saturday and Sunday in Hanley Falls.
All right. Appreciate the sponsorship for this and advertising.
You bet. All right. Mark Antony with the Pioneer Power Incorporated. It's the 50th annual The Good Old Days and Threshing Show in Hanley Falls this Saturday and Sunday.